This is The Naked Scientists with me, Ben Valsler, with Katrina Stewart and Will Hamilton.
Still to come, we look into new ways to manage and even block problem pain.
But now, Wicken Fen National Nature Reserve in Cambridgeshire is one of Europe's most important wetlands. A vast expanse of meadows, sedge and reed beds, it's home to more than 8,000 species of plants, dragonflies and birds. Nick Davis, a professor of behavioural ecology at the University of Cambridge, has been doing fieldwork on cuckoos at Wicken Fen for more than 25 years. They're known as tricksters, cheats and even parasites. The cuckoo is one of those birds that enthralls nature lovers, and it provides scientists with continual insights into its complex behaviour. Planet Earth podcast presenter Sue Nelson joined Nick beside towering reeds on a windy day on the fens to find out more.
The way to find cuckoos on Wicken Fen is to go looking with a stick for reed warblers' nests, because here on the fen, reed warbler is the host that the cuckoo targets. And right here in the reeds, if I just part them with this stick, we can see a reed warbler nest, which is a beautiful cup.
That's tiny. It sort of would fit in the palm of my hand.
It would, and it's suspended between four new reeds, and it keeps the reed warbler eggs nice and snug, even on a strong windy day like this. If I just tilt the nest slightly, you can see that it contains four reed warbler eggs. So far, this nest has avoided the attention of the cuckoo.
You're specifically interested in the behaviour of cuckoos, and this seems to be an area that is bringing up more and more new insights every year, it seems.
It is. It's been known for a very long time that one of the tricks the cuckoo uses is to lay an egg which mimics the host egg. In other words, an egg which looks just like the host egg. Now, there are several subspecies or host races of cuckoos in Europe. The ones that we find here on Wicken Fen are specific to reed warbler hosts, and they're genetically programmed to lay a green egg which matches the green egg of the reed warbler. Now, it's very well known that this egg matching is really important to fool the hosts, and we've shown that by experiment. If you put a model egg of a different colour into a host nest, they'll throw them out. Another form of trickery occurs at the chick stage, when the cuckoo chick hatches out. It throws out of the nest all the host eggs, so it's raised on its own. And here it employs the most wonderful vocal trick. It begs at a fantastic rate, which sounds just like a whole brood of hungry host young.
Now, more recently, I read about research that involved hawks as well, and I would never have put cuckoos and hawks in the same sentence.
That's right. The tricks I've described so far occur at the egg stage and at the chick stage. And we wondered whether the hosts have got a defence early on to try and thwart the cuckoo from laying in the first place. What we discovered is that if reed warblers see a cuckoo at their nest, they're much more likely to throw out an egg. And we showed that by experiment by presenting them with a stuffed adult cuckoo, or a model wooden cuckoo we made out of balsa wood. And if they saw this model close to their nest, they became much more fussy. They were alerted, if you like, to the possibility of parasitism. So the cuckoo's done two things in response. One trick is actually to mimic hawks by having underpart barring and grey plumage and hawk-like behaviour too, with a dashing flight. The way we think the cuckoo benefits from looking like a hawk is that the host would then be reluctant to approach this cuckoo or hawk-like object close to their nest. So the cuckoo then has time to slip in and lay without being detected. Now, to test whether this cuckoo barring really is the key, we presented our model cuckoos either with barred underparts or with unbarred underparts. And what we showed that is if the model had barred underparts, the reed warbler hosts were much more frightened of it, much more reluctant to approach closely. So actually, the big problem now for the host is that if the cuckoos are so secretive, how can they gauge whether they're likely to be within a cuckoo area and so likely to be targeted as a host? Well, instead of just relying on their own perception of cuckoo activity, what we've discovered is that the reed warblers also listen out for their neighbours' responses to cuckoos. So it's a bit like a neighbourhood watch system. Whenever a reed warbler sees a cuckoo in its territory, it mobs with a rasping sound, a sort of skrrr, krrr call. And as soon as this rasping call takes place, all the neighbours will quickly come over to see what's going on, and you can see the reeds twitching as the neighbours fly often 20, 30 metres to come and have a look at the source of all this alarming. Well, we've shown by experiment that if they see neighbours mobbing a cuckoo, then they up their defences at their own nests. So the cuckoo's really got a double reason for being secretive.
Professor Nick Davies from the University of Cambridge talking to Sue Nelson at Wicken Fen. And you can hear an extended version of that interview on the Planet Earth podcast. Find that at thenakedscientists.com/planeteearth.